Blog Talk Radio.
From Holy Spirit God, burning in each one of us, true believers. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express the great joy, thanksgiving, and gratitude that we have for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as, yes, unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to all of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement, from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 and 5, where we read and we hear the prophetic words of our Redeemer and Messiah through the prophet Isaiah, how the Anointed One, Jesus the Christ, yes, has been prepared, presented, and tried by the fires of this world, oppositions, and of course, the enemy of man's dark soul, the devil. Yet, through it all, there is the cry of victory and the voice of the overcoming, conquering King. Yes, our Savior has gained us the victory through his own loving self-sacrifice, setting example for all believers to have the same trust in God to always win. We're going to be talking about speech, because the prophet Isaiah was given words to speak, and he spoke prophetically about our soon coming King, Messiah, and Redeemer. Yes, Jesus the Christ. My special guest is here. He is a hit maker producer. He is a songwriter. He is a vocal coach, as well as live and studio pro sound engineer. On top of that, man of God is a musician and a gospel artist. He got his music here. We're going to play it. We're going to celebrate God. We're going to rock with it, y'all. Talking about man of God, Larry E. Rogers is back. He's my special guest previously a while back on my Shine Artist Spotlight segment. And I was like, this man of God needs some time where he can just come in and fellowship with us and talk about the good things that God has done, is doing, and what he believes God will continue to do for him. So why don't you call a family member? Why don't you call a friend, co-worker, somebody that God is putting in your spirit right now to be a blessing to listen to this broadcast via the Gospel Experience? We thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for touching our lives and creating a new, refreshing spirit in us daily so that we can keep on keeping on in the beautiful name of Jesus. We are so grateful, dear God, that you have blessed us now. And we are grateful that you will always keep us, cover us, and always make a way where there is no way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, most of all right now, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Y'all ready to take this run? Yeah.
The melanin in Austin gets a dead last in the human race. Finish line, but I can't breathe, so I'm falling out of place. Equality shouldn't be this hard, so we will forever run with Mars. Protests of our tragedy make you laugh, but we kill the people who are black. So we'll never end the fight for our right to life, because there is never a day when equality isn't right.
Here we go again, another young brother in a body bag. And it's my skin of sin, I don't want to be another hashtag. No.
And he can love and focus on his children.
He doesn't have to let go of his
gonna make it.
Thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, God, I had to warn them for lighting the fuse as setting the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Thank you, thank you. Setting this fire gospel experience on fire. Holy Spirit, God has just lit the fuse at my special guest. He just come right in and he knew what to do. He's sharing a message about why I run. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but my special guest is here. I'm telling you, this man of God is blessed in so many different ways. He has been blessed to come out of Brunswick, Georgia. That's where the man of God is coming from. He's been to New Mexico University. He has been educated in so many different veins, engineering, vocal training, musician. He is CEO and founder at No Slipping Productions, the spot studio. I am music, vocal coach, musician, live studio, pro sound engineer, as well as, you best believe, songwriter and hit maker producer. My special guest is here, y'all. We're just excited and privileged to have this man of God come back and break some spiritual bread with us on this fire gospel experience. My special guest, man of God, Larry E. Rogers, is back with us to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Welcome back, man of God, Larry E. Rogers, to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing, good brother? Tell me about yourself. How you doing?
Brother Ron, I'm doing well, man. I'm so good to be here. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I'm happy to have you here. And, yes, I am using my semi-preacher voice because I want you to make sure you can hear me loud and clear. Good brother, tell us a little bit about yourself, because there's been some people that may have not heard the broadcast. They don't know how blessed and gifted and talented you are in the things that you do. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Why don't you start maybe when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then we'll just let the conversation flow from there, good brother.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess like most of your children, you try to train them up the way they should go, and you know, they get that spot in their life where they want to try things on their own. I was one of those. So my parents were always in church, so I was raised in church. So, and I accepted God as a young man, but I didn't really hone into the things of God and read the Word and really living a life until, you know, maybe around 1999 or something like that. And I had my own, you know, encounter with Christ that I can distinctively remember, and I knew that I wanted to live for Him, and I wanted to die for Him. I wanted to promote the kingdom. I wanted to do all that from that point on. Yeah. So I changed my life around to do that. So that's where I'm at right now, and God has really been blessing and just showing me His goodness and His mercy. And I'm appreciative of that.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something that is so very common, because when we're young, we have such a limited view of the broad spectrum of life. So we think that church is just one of the many things that we do. We don't understand that going to church is actually leading us to a specific lifestyle. When you're a teenager, when you're a young adult, you don't understand that. You have to go through some seasons in life. And then you realize that falling back on what they taught me in Sunday school, falling back on what I remember mama saying, daddy saying, grandmama, granddaddy, and that preacher and those deacons, I remember now how those things start to fit. So it's almost inevitable for so many of us to journey out thinking that as long as I go to church, I'm good, right?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, but we grow and mature, and you know that beginning teaching, that foundation teaching, it shows up, because the Bible tells the parents to train up a child the way they should go, you know. And when they get older and they become mature, they're gonna remember that. They're like, you know what?
Yes, sir.
My mom taught me this years ago. I know better.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. And that's the truth too, but. And not only that, good brother Larry E. Rogers, what it does for us is we can reflect back on times when we really didn't know. We were ignorant of so many truths. And it gave us more appreciation for God not giving up on us, giving us, I was going to say a second chance, but multiple second chances to get the correct understanding. So in reflection, it gives us more reason to be grateful to God.
Right.
Amen. So listen, man of God, what I want you to do is this first song we played, Why I Run. I heard you speaking from a present day social conscious message. And I've heard a lot of criticism about Christian faith. A lot of people that have walked out on Christian faith are people outside of the Christian way of living, have criticized us for not necessarily getting involved in some of the current affairs of our lives. They seem to think that we're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. We're looking for this pie in the sky, going to heaven, and what goes on down here on earth is just inconsequential to us. Can you share some light on that? Because you know that ain't true. I hear it in your music.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I can go back where he tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If you consider that, that means everybody. I have to, who is my neighbor? I mean, everybody's my neighbor, you know what I'm saying? So if I love them, I want their well-being to be, if I love them like I love myself, I would want them to have a great well-being, be healthy, be treated fairly, you know, all the things that I desire, because I'm loving them like I love myself. So so I think that we have a responsibility to a degree to where we are promoting that scripture in our everyday life. You know, doesn't matter what color, what nationality or whatever, every life has a soul, you know, and I believe that's what God wants us to do down here. Win souls for the kingdom. He didn't say win all blacks, win all whites, win all Asian. He said win souls.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
So
amen.
I think it was Kirk Franklin that said it one time. He said, when I was listening to the interview, he said, he that winneth souls is wise. And
amen.
So
that's so true.
What, you know, just like going fishing, you know, when Jesus had those men, the fish, like, come and let me make you fishers of men. You, when you go fishing, mm-hmm. you think about fishing, you don't catch every type of fish with the same bait. You have to change your bait up, you know.
That's
so
right.
What it may have took to catch the rainbow trout may not be used to catch the, you know, maybe the catfish, you know. So you gotta kind of switch it up and know how to maneuver and be strategic for kingdom's sake, you know.
Amen. Amen. And you're talking about some good eating, too. That rainbow trout and that catfish, yes, sir. You can put mine next to some coleslaw and some hush puppies and give me some of that sweet tea and leave me alone. Let me sit in peace. Me and my belly and my taste buds going to have something going on. I'm going to tell you this, though,
uh-oh.
Young man. Here's the thing that for us Christians, though, we have to walk a understanding of a fine line because, yes, we need to have our Christian voices heard when it comes to issues like capital punishment, abortion, equal opportunity, equal pay, and things like that. Yes, we need to be conscious of that. There is racism in America. It was based on racism. Our ancestors were brought here under the hard bondage of slavery, and the residue of that hate and that prejudice is still existing in this country. So those things must be addressed because, see, what you just said is so true. We have to have a love and appreciation for all people. By us being spiritually minded people that are transformed by the word of God and by indwelling Holy Spirit God, we have spiritual insight to understand that evil is being cast on people that are used as puppets because they don't have a relationship with the true God. And the devil is the source of all evil. It's just being manifested in people. That's why God said, pray for your enemies. There's people out there, man of God, that are being used by the devil, and they don't even know it. They was raised to hate by their crooked great-granddaddy, great-grandmama. And so we are the ones that have to be conscious of what is going on in our world and participate in those things that are against good and right. We have to take a stand against evil, but at the same time, we cannot compromise our Christian faith, our Christian principles and ethics by getting too involved in societal issues. You understand what I'm saying? Any comments on that?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't say we'll get too involved, but you got to know where you have to just stand on your principles. Like, you know, we have the Democratic Party and we have the Republican Party. Some things the Democrat we like, some things we like a Republican. But to say I'm all Democrat, to say I'm all Republican, I believe that at some point in time, one of them, both of those parties goes against belief in the Bible at some point in time. So I can't say that I'm 100% Democrat and I'm 100% Republican. That's just my opinion. But but at the same time, you know, what does Scripture say? We are in this world, but not of this world.
Yes,
this is not really our home. But we just try. We're trying to win souls for the kingdom. You know, while we down here, we got to obey the law of the lands. You know, because I think the Scripture says your obedience is better than any sacrifice. God wants you to be obedient first. You know. So it gives good character to the Christian brotherhood. Oh, this man, he's well behaved. He's blah 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 blah. He's not causing a whole lot of friction with laws. You know, like he's not a troublemaker, but he has good character. Somebody that where the Bible says mark the perfect man, not saying he's perfect, but the more mature man. Who governs his life according to biblical principles. And so I think that we have to participate in those things to let our voice be heard. But then that's also
absolutely
we have to stand strong on what we did, even if the particular party that we associate with kind of veers off at a certain point. Okay, well, I'm a Democrat, but I don't agree with this, you know, or I'm a Republican, but I don't agree with this according to my kingdom principles.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's so true, because sometimes we may find ourselves to be in that same situation that the three Hebrew boys found themselves in. Because, like you said, we are taught in our Christian ethics to obey the laws of the land. But we are living in the last and evil days. The scripture and even the news tells us that these days are getting colder and colder and darker, spiritually speaking, socially speaking, morally speaking. And when governmental laws we find objectionable when it comes to our faith, when governmental laws start being passed that we oppose, then we have to take that stand. And then here's the hard part of being a believer in Jesus Christ. We have to deal with the consequences. Because I would rather just go ahead and just please God and take that righteous stand that the Bible teaches us. And see, this is real Christian talk. This is something that we don't want to have to go through, but I'm telling you right now, they are passing laws. You see, they're legalizing marijuana. They've legalized homosexuality. And whether the listeners know it or not, over in Canada, it has already been written as a civil rights violation to speak out against homosexuality. And they are pushing hard on this side of the continental divide in California to make that same law prevalent here in the U.S. That means that when we have our Bible studies, when we have our prayer, when we have our worship services, if the speaker or somebody starts speaking out publicly, openly against homosexuality, they're subject to be arrested. And these are the things that I'm talking about. So we have to, yes, be conscious. We have to be mindful of what's going on in the world. But the Bible tells us that we are the salt of the earth. And if we compromise and lose our Savior, what good are we? The Bible says we're good for nothing. And they'll cast us out, and they'll be good for nothing but be under the foot of men. So, man of God, I appreciate the music and the message that you share. What motivates you when you're creating? What is your inspiration? What do you use?
Man, that's kind of hard to put it down in a couple of words. That's so many things can motivate you. Maybe what you're going through in life, or maybe what you saw someone else go through. Or, you know, it's so many things. So with that wild run, of course, what was happening at the moment is what inspired me to move forward with this, with such a strong subject and music production. You know, at that time, the situation with Ahmaud Arbery, who was running through a predominantly white neighborhood and was chased down and gunned down. And then the Breonna Taylor, when she got killed, and the George Foreman, we watched the officer put his knee on his neck, you know, while the young man, you know, I always tell people, I don't know exactly what happened, but from what I saw, I can piece something together, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, people say, you don't know, they try to bring up some sort of stuff about George Floyd. But, you know, I wasn't there. Yeah, but at the same time, but those are my inspirations to move forward with that subject, because not only that, those are three really big incidents that happened, but you had stuff like Trayvon Martin and a few others, you know, that just, it seemed like it just swept it under the rug. Like, wait a minute, hold on. This is not good. Like Fidel, was Mr. Fidel. I can't think of his last name again. But, you know, it was just so much. It's like, and, you know, you could see the community was getting aggressively angry. And when you feel like you've been done wrong, your emotions start to round up, you know. Only too many times you can say, "Well, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive," and you say, "God, 7 times 70, we might be at 9 times 90 by now, you know."
That's a lot.
You, And you like, hey, once you done turn your cheek, you like, well, I ain't got no more cheeks to turn, God. What we gonna do?
Yeah. Oh my God. And, yes, sir. Amen.
And so that was you know, when people like me who have been given gifts, there's a special gifting with music that can unite a community, and that's what I chose to use as my weapon. I said that to a friend of mine. I said, you know what? You know how to unite us together is you get some good food and get some good music, and we'll come.
And so, you're right about
that. I didn't do the food, but I brought the music together, you know, and you know, and it just. And we was able to put it together, and the Lord helped us, you know, along with my co-writer, Brittany Mackey. Yeah, we just put our heads together, and the Lord just did what we was asking Him to do. We wanted to make the whole world aware, you know, as our part as participating as believers. You notice we didn't say anything out of the way in that song that went against our biblical principles. We still stood with our community, but we didn't denounce our principles and try to stand with the other folks. And that's where I was trying to say, with our responsibilities as Christians, we need to be able to still make our stand, but then also stand on our kingdom principles.
Amen. That's it right there, good brother. I couldn't have said it no better than that right there. And you have let the world know that your relationship with God has turned out to be mighty good. You so inspired by that has given you inspiration for a new song. Tell us about Mighty
Good. I don't know if you want to play the song first, but I can tell you a little testimony. That song was actually written before Why I Run.
Okay,
I wrote that song 12 years ago. We
wow.
wrote that song 12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, me and a friend of mine, a great singer, good friend of mine named Jason Fields, wrote that song while in the studio working on another project. We wrote that song and, you know, sounded pretty good. But we tabled it. We didn't know what we had, and we just thanking God for our talents, basically just using our talents to do what we could do, and just shelved it. You know, every now and then we listen to it. Now, I had a few health issues came up. I ended up having open heart surgery, and as I was having therapy to get back right and learn how to walk and do all that stuff again, get my balance back. And as I was going out exercising in the mornings, that song came up on my phone. I was like, wow, and it began to minister to me. And I was like, wow, you know. So I tabled it again, though. And then I kept on my journey. I lost my house. And then I got diagnosed with chronic kidney failure. And I was like, it's all back to back, you know. And then I was serving at ministry music at a church. And the pastor and his mother spoke into my life. And they said, well, Why Run? It's a good song. But it's not the song. She told me that the Lord gave me other songs that He'd been trying to get me to release. And I'm looking like, what song is He talking about? Like, you know, I've worked with other artists and did all that kind of stuff. And when I got in the vehicle going home, and guess what song comes up? Mighty Good.
What?
So Mighty I went, good. I came to Amen. The studio and reconstructed the track. You make it updated, you know, because it was 12 years old, you know. Did some maneuvering through it, and the song began to minister to me again. I was like, this, I didn't realize what kind of song this was.
Okay.
And Amen. I felt the release of the Holy Spirit to now put it on wax, you know, make it available and share it with the world. And that's what we have now. And I called my friend Apostle Jarvis Cooper. Everybody know him as BBJ. And then we got Minister Lowell Pye. Remember him from Minister Standard and John P. Key. And then Mr. Yeah Boy on the Talk Box. And I got my great friend right here in the city of Brunswick, Georgia, who also was featured on the Why Run, Caleb Carroll. We joined our forces together and we came up with a song. Hopefully, when y'all hear it, you're gonna enjoy it, and you're gonna make it a part of your daily routine. Maybe when you're exercising, you know, it give you a little bit of more of that juice to keep going. That God is strengthening you to finish the journey.
Amen, amen. And that's right. That's what it is right there. What an amazing collaboration of godly, anointed, gifted men letting us know about it's mighty good to know God.
Yo, Larry, you know what time it is, right?
Yeah, it's about time, B.
It's Larry Rogers Jr. The B to the B to the J-E-Y.
My brother's a yeah, boy.
Only one man came down for all men.
Bound to be a classic to remember. Ooh. Right about now. Yeah. My stomach.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry on the internet radio, glorifying God first. Yes, 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 absolutely. God gets all the praise. He gets all the glory. He gets the hallelujah that he's so well deserving of. And then we want to encourage each and every soul that's listening to this broadcast so that you can be uplifted and find your calling, be valuable in ministry work, and then be a fruitful and a faithful steward unto God, because it's all about winning souls. My special guest is here, man of God, Larry E. Rogers, has just got through ministering to y'all, talking about how mighty good it is to be in fellowship with our God. Man of God, Larry E. Rogers, I'm telling you, you have an amazing testimony about how God has brought you through so many things. I had no idea that you have struggled and was challenged and had to endure so many health issues, but here you are now, shining bright in your right mind, body is functioning well and in good health, and you are here to declare the good things of God. Is there any
amen
further testimony? Amen. Is there any further testimony or spiritual wisdom that you want to share?
Yeah, I wanted to share that because sometimes we take advantage and take for granted the things in life. I was complaining to God, like, you know, why me? You know, why I got to have this? And God just said, hey, Larry, I've been good to you. You know, I had friends that didn't make it. He said, I've really been good to you. And as I begin to just, you know, you sit back and it's like, you know, when somebody brings something to reality to you, you kind of sit back and go, well, let me think about this. And I thought about all the many trials. Like when the house burned, I could have been asleep right there. That was the time I was supposed to be asleep. Or the situation with the heart. I was supposed to be on the road to out of town. Mm-hmm. And the doctor refused to let me go, you know.
Wow.
And those are things that. It was just so amazing that how God knew how he was going to use this to give me a testimony so that I can be able to stand before the world and give him all the glory.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that, because when we hear about people that go through these type of challenges and struggles and then come out victorious and come out claiming good health and good influences and a live testimony that's full of so much positivity and praise to God, it encourages us, because what you're doing is you are setting the bar so that if we do have to go through these particular seasons of life, we have already heard your testimony. And do you not know that your words of inspiration, your life experience, does give us the courage and helps increase our faith in case we do have to deal with a situation like that, man of God? So that is much appreciated by you. What's your future plans for Larry E. Rogers? You're so busy in the studio. You're so busy making hits. You're so busy writing songs. You're so busy coaching vocalists. What's next on your agenda, man of God?
Well, you know, definitely to stay prayerful in the direction that God is taking me. I know he's called me to ministry. That's something I've been, you know, been, I ain't gonna say battling with, but the, you know, being keeping my ear close to God with, you know, when is the right time and when should happen, because I don't want to be that one to walk out there just because I feel like I need to be preaching or something, you know, because I don't have to have a title to preach, you know, so
that's
I don't need to go start a church to preach. I can minister to, like we're on the phone. I can give you a testimony that could inspire you to change your life. I don't need a license or a title to do that. But I do understand that God has placed me to be an influencer and a leader, and I want to be as well strategic and purposeful with that gift and that anointing that's given me. So I'm being prayerful with that. I know that music is something I've been doing since a little lad, so I know I will continue to do that. I actually have some praise and worship things going to start coming out here pretty soon.
What?
That's really my thing, you know. As I mature in Christ, I love to praise and worship him, man. And you know, it's just, I can get lost if you let me.
I
I kind of feel you sliding toward a spirit of praise coming over you right now, just thinking about it. I feel it. I can feel it.
Yes, sir. I mean, when I look back at it, you know, I can't. I always telling my wife the other day, we just shot the video for Mighty Good, so it's going to be coming out really soon. And I was telling her,
good.
I was sitting on the bench in the park. She's like, what's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. I see the manifestation. I see it.
Yeah.
You know, years and years and years of dreaming and having visions, and now I'm walking in and I'm living it. And it's just, I stand in awe of the greatness of my God.
Yes, Lord. That's an awesome thing. Amen. You blessed me right there, just saying that right there. Knowing that God is being productive all the time, it's just a matter of us having the faith to reach that point, because all good things happen in God's appointed time. He's just letting us mature. He's just letting us be seasoned, spiritually speaking, through the different seasons of life, so that now when you do preach, now when you do write music, guess what? You are more qualified to do so, because now you have more life experience to pull on that God has brought you through. Your spirit has been touched by the experiences that we go through. So now when God says, now is your time to step forward, and he's called you to do what he's called you to do, you are more empowered. You are more confident, because I believe everybody that's called by God starts off talking about, are you sure, God? Have the certain amount of uncertainty about what God is calling us to do. And these are the very people that God is looking for, because somebody that's so full of themselves, God can't use, because God is trying to give them direction. They steady telling God, I know, I got it. I know what to do. And God is like, okay, I'm going to let you go head on. So, man of God, listen, we appreciate you, man. I want you to know that all you have to do, man, if you've got some projects going on and you're looking for some support, I want you to come get in touch with me and let me know what it is you got going on. If you want some more airtime to come on back to this Fire Gospel Experience, I need you to just get in touch with me. And I promise you, brother, it's all about kingdom building. We work so much better when we work and collaborate together. Amen?
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Sir. I appreciate you for having me, you know.
It's my pleasure, because, you know, we had to work some things out. You know, we had to get some things straight. We had to go into a prayer closet. We had to move the devil all out the way to make this thing happen. And look how God has blessed us with such a wonderful spiritual conversation. I have been encouraged, and I believe my listeners are very encouraged by your testimony, and your music ministry is going to keep our spirits vibrant and alive and seeking God. Why don't you share with us how you can be contacted? Because there's going to be concert promoters, there's going to be pastors that are going to be putting together revivals and men's day and all kind of church events, and they're going to want you to be a part of it. How can you be reached for booking?
Oh, well, surely you can always reach me on Facebook, but we have our booking on eNatural Ministries NSP at gmail.com. Again, that's eNatural Ministries NSP at gmail.com, and you leave an email there or reach out to Miss Loretta Pruitt, and we'll get all the things together and make sure that we can be there to support it and push what it is that you are doing in the kingdom, so we can advance the kingdom. But I can be reached also on Facebook, Larry E. Rogers Jr. You can reach me on Instagram. My Instagram, Larry E. Rogers Jr. NSP,
mm-hmm.
and then on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
eNatural the number one. And the song is available on all digital downloads. That song and Why Run, Apple, Spotify, you know, all the digital downloads. Just go get it, stream it. Yeah,
go get it.
I always try to say that now, especially with the gospel artists. We don't have the platforms that the secular artists do, and it's
right.
harder for us to stay afloat. But if you would support us,
mm-hmm.
not just me, you know,
right.
you find a good gospel artist that's got music that's uplifting, go and support it. Don't just copy it from somebody, you know. Go and download it, stream it, put it on your playlist.
Mm-hmm.
That helps us.
That's
share
right.
it on your social media platforms. You know, you'll be surprised just what a share would do for an artist.
You're
sharing it to
okay.
the right person. So, and we just
Amen.
We just ask y'all to continue to support the gospel music ministry industry. Now, there's some that's out here doing gospel music. I don't know if they in the ministry, but I will say there's a lot of us out here that are really trying to get the word out and share the word, and also not just get it out, live it, you know.
That's
because
right.
I know
That's
about
it.
Me, I can only stay for me. I tend to make heaven my home.
That's it. That's it.
That's
Amen.
My intention.
That's good intention, there, good brother. Well, listen, man of God, we appreciate you. We're excited. We are thrilled about your enthusiasm to be more like Jesus, because it vibrates all over you. It comes out through your speech. It comes out through your music. And I applaud you. I look forward to Kingdom collaborating with you. All you got to do, man of God, just get in touch with me, and I promise you I'll work with you as best I can. How's that sound, man of God?
Amen.
Can we do that? Amen. Yes. Let's do it.
Yes,
then.
Sir. Let's do
My
it.
My prayer, man of God. Let's do it. My prayer for you, man of God, is that God will continue to bless you, keep you, cover you, shine bright on you, so that one day you'll stand before the Almighty One and he will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. Thank you for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience. We bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. Larry E. Rogers was here.
Thank you.
On this Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, sir. You're welcome. And we bless you in Jesus. Man of God was in this house, y'all. Larry E. Rogers. And if you want to be my special guest, it's easy work. All you got to do is get in touch with me. I promise you, I'm on Facebook, Brian E. Jefferson. Just give me a call, 870-413-0220. Leave a message. Brother, be busy, but that's okay. I'll get back to you. I promise I will. And then for you gospel artists, listen, you ain't got to wait. You can send that MP3 music to my email, RonaldJefferson1, all lowercase, @AOL.com, and I give you airplay. I don't charge nobody because God is blessing me. If you choose to send a donation to help a brother pay bills, I appreciate that too. $RRonFire, Ron E Fire, 1960. And it'll be so appreciated. I'm here to glorify God. I'm here to let God do what he do according to his will, according to his purposes, because that's how it works. And if you want to see God work, why don't you do like Minister L.A. Johnson and the Tampa Mass Choir? Our Lord Jesus said it himself. He said, greater works shall you do than this. Not greater in magnitude, because that's not possible. He's talking about greater in number. Why? He said it because he says, I'm going back to be with my Father. So you have more opportunity to do more, but I walked on water. You ain't going to be walking on clouds. A lot of people get that mixed up. They say, I could do greater than Jesus. That's not possible. When he talked about greater things, he was talking about quantity, not quality. But in any event, it's all about letting God have his way and then watch God do greater works in you according to your faith.
I hear say, he has begun. Anybody believe that? He has begun a good work in me. Paul said he's going to show up in you. All sound good, choir. He's going to show up in me. Can we take it back to the top? That he has begun a good work in you. He has begun a good work in me. That he's gonna show up in you. Yeah, he's gonna show up in me. I'm confident in God has begun a good work in me. That before I was born, he told me. Now manifestation. One thing God has begun. A good work in me. Before I was born, he told me. Now manifestation.
Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
my God, he watches over me. Sounds of the Ahmad Hall and Friends, he watches over me. I want to thank One Way Media for sending that anointed gospel music. I just got these choirs. They just reverberate all in my spirit. So y'all got to excuse me because before that we heard from L.A., Minister L.A. Johnson and the Tampa Bay Mass Choir talking about greater works. So let me just get this out my spirit, y'all, because it's a good thing. These choirs ain't playing, y'all, and I just got man of God Darrell Smith and the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer Warriors. Now, say that three times real fast and see what happens. Darrell, Minister Darrell Smith and the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer Warriors. I'm going to just let this choir thing get up out of my spirit, and we're going to celebrate God with some choirs up in here, because you already know the Lord made a way, and he'll continue to do so because he's the Almighty One. Yeah.
My God, that's fire right there, y'all.
That's the kind of church that I grew up on. I don't know about y'all, but it's all good to go back onto them days where we can reflect back on when we just got to cut loose in church, man. We didn't worry about, you know, my suit getting all wet and everything and makeup running and all that hair all out of place. Man, we just let God have his way. Let God just go ahead and just celebrate in us. Don't you know that when that spirit of praise hits you, Holy Spirit God is using your body as a vessel of praise. Holy Spirit God has just said, let me just come in and dance through you. That's how people catch fire. That's what people say, I caught the Spirit. Holy Spirit God is just coming in and just having his way. And we submit and we gladly release ourselves so that God can use us in praise and in worship. And speaking of praise and worship, I told y'all I have this spirit on me right now to celebrate these choirs and just to take time and give God some sincere praise and worship, not just because it's Sunday. No, this is a daily routine and activity that I go into intentionally because God has so blessed me and so touched my heart, made me such a brand new person. I'm being transformed daily, and so are you. So it's okay, like Nicosia Wynn, it's okay to give relentless praise. Y'all remember how David just got so happy in his praise, he just danced right up out of his clothes. I don't know if he was butt naked or not, but guess what? It don't matter. When relentless praise hits you, all you want to do is just throw up your hands and dance. Hallelujah!
You forgave me, you gave me life. My debt was paid, my freedom claimed. I'm not ashamed to praise your name. I'm grateful you made the sacrifice. For this I give you relentless worship.
We give you praise, my God. We give you honor. We give you glory right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Not just now, but every day of life and breath that you give us, we worship you, God, because you, my God, are worthy. This is the hour of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you bless people of God that have a word to share to the people of God as you yourself are inspired by God. This is Word of Inspirations, y'all, and I invite you orators, I invite you anointed verbalists to get in touch with me. And if you can't make it to be on this platform live via telephone, what I want you to do is take your cell phone and put a little soft music behind it, like you hear me playing right now. Yes, William Beckton to the end. And share with us that 3 to 5 minute inspirational words of knowledge, wisdom, and encouragement. And then record it on that cell phone of yours and then send it to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And I'll put you in my library, just like I did, man of God, Dion Soldier Ballad. That is an amazing man of God. He's doing great things for the kingdom of God. And he wants to bless us and share with us Born Again, Seasons of Love, because love is evolutionary. Love is continuous. Love has levels and platforms that we can always grow to, know to, and expand to. Man of God, Dion Soldier Ballad with Born Again, Seasons of Love.
No one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes, because procession is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruits decompose on the ground. Will this make a tree less valuable if its roots are still not intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest.
Born again,
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
When your sight is in full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, born again, season they prepare for all greatness. Trading doubts from parallel into perpendicular, because you're crossing the threshold of your real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife complaining what's about and right not right. When others you allow to instruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain. A moment for cleansing when all you once had purified will become stained. The important is to remember it's only for a season. That your visions are a celestial reason. So don't allow others to form treason.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
Right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. My God, my God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey, y'all check out how he had his background singers back there. That's what I'm saying, y'all. Go to be creative. Go send that word of inspiration. You can have your boys in the band backing you up. You can have your background singers with the groovy notes in the background and the vocal cords. It's all good. Just hit me up. RonaldJefferson1@AOL.com, and I'll be looking for that MP3 word of inspiration. You tuned into fire. This is how we roll, sir. Giving God his just due praise and giving God his just due honor, his just due recognition. We ain't trying to hold nothing back because you best believe, I promise you, when I was out there in the world, not knowing that I was not living according to the will of God, I had no intentions on trying to hold back. Hold back for what? Are you kidding me? I'm out here having fun. Or so I thought. So I'm grateful for God's grace. I'm so grateful for God's mercy, how he forgives us. And not only forgives us, but the word of God tells us that he will take those things in our past and erase it from his own divine, sanctified, supreme memory and cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. So that means when God looks at us, it's just like he's looking at us as if we've never sinned. You got to have the blood of Jesus symbolically applied to your life. And that's possible only through the confession of your mouth and the belief in your heart, like it says in Romans 10:9, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Then and only then can you be saved, because there is no other rewarder. There is no other provider. There is no other redeemer. It's Jesus only. And that's my story, y'all. And I'm just going to stick with that. Amen. Because I'm just like man of God, Thurman Thornton II, with his new project, Hands on Me, had the pleasure of meeting that brother for the second time at the 2023 Music Love Awards right there in Little Rock over just the past weekend, August the 18th and 19th. And then for the first time in 2022 at the Music Love Awards. So this young man is doing great things. He has great energy for God. And here's his new music, because what a blessing it is to know that regardless of what's going on around me and what's going on inside of me, my confidence is not on what can happen to me apart from Almighty God, who I know, trust, and believe has his hands on me.
He has his on me. He has his hands on me. Even though I can't see, God has his hands. Oh,
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this Fire Radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Amen, amen. That's my pastor, y'all. Amen. Awesome man of God, Pastor Derek Easter. And listen, if you are in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, if you're in the area, Dumas, Wabasik, if you're in Little Rock, come on down, because New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church is having a three-day revival. It's going to be in three different cities. One is going to be in Little Rock. One is going to be in Pine Bluff, and the other one is going to be in North Little Rock. We want you to come on out and join us on September the 13th, which is going to be a week from now on Wednesday at 7 p.m. right there at New Saint Hurricane, Ohio Street, that meets 34th at 3310 West Ohio. We want you to be there. I'm sorry, I think it's South Ohio. Anyway, I grew up in Detroit, y'all, so I'm still learning my way around. South Ohio, 3310 South Ohio. We want you to be there, 7 p.m. It's going to be amazing revival. You know how the saints of God, we need to get revived sometime. We need to have the Spirit of God fall upon us and just renew our faith, renew our spirit, renew our commitment, so we need to be revived. Again, September the 13th, 7 p.m., the place to be for the three-day revival in three cities. The second revival is going to be right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, New Saint Hurricane, 3310 South Ohio, Ohio Street, and 34. If you need more information, you need directions, if you need anything, just call the church office, New Saint Hurricane. We're listed everywhere, online, in the phone book. Give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to give you all the information we need, because we're going to be celebrating God. We don't wait till Sunday, y'all. We look for days and opportunities to praise God every chance we get. Amen. Hope to see you there. You're tuned into Fire, 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 the gospel experience. We are sharing a word of inspiration from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. That is chapter 50. Verses 4 and 5 will be our biblical references. And the Word of God reads this: "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He awakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed." Verse 5, "The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away." Repeatedly, over and over, our Lord Jesus continued to highlight the need for very attentive hearing. Not just ears to hear, but a heart and soul hearing starting at our ears. What a tremendous blessing to hear what thus says the Lord. How many times have we reflectively spoken out loud or in our soul's mind and determined that we can actually hear God speak? Not that it was something that told me. No, it was Holy God who created all things, known and unknown. Throughout the annals of human history, our Creator God has been and still to this very day speaking. But the question is, can we hear him? Are we even listening at all? The prophet Isaiah was not like many of us, not like you and I. No, he acknowledged what a tremendous privilege it is to hear God speak. That opportunity overwhelmed his entire life so much so that he was never the same ever again. Can we too be like the great prophet Isaiah and cling to the flame of the soul's heart, our soul's heart, and swoon in the beauty of our God? The sovereign Lord, Isaiah says, has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. As we grow in grace, mercy, and in the wisdom of God, we are endowed with a heightened spiritual kinship that develops our anointed speaking and sanctified hearing. The prophet first emphasized how God had touched his ability to speak beyond his own natural ability. We all are enhanced one way or another by Holy Spirit God as we are being used as God's instrumental vessels. Our challenge is being used is to never be confused as to the original and experience coming from God and not we ourselves. Again, our challenge is being used is never to be confused as to the originator and the experience that comes from God and not we ourselves. No, these anointed words from God have divine purposes attached to them. The prophet Isaiah realized that the words given him were for ministering to those weary and downtrodden, the down and out crowd, if you will. We're tuned into fire and we are tuned into God, sharing a spiritual summary message about speech from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. And we are happy to enjoy the beautiful words of God as God blesses us and like no other. Amen. Goes right there. What do you think? Has God given us everything that we need? Of course he is. You already know. It's just a matter of just, are we seeking God truly, and are we believing God to do everything that he said that he would do? I don't know about y'all, but I promise you, my life experiences have taught me, sometimes, yes, the hard way, because I didn't always listen like I should have, but now that I have crossed over into a better understanding and a deep appreciation of my God, I just want you to know, I do like man of God Norman Hutchins. I shout like I got it, because guess what? I sure got it, and I ain't gonna let go.
Well, David said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Come on, Zion, sing this with me. Don't you ever let go. Hold to
man of God, Norman Hutchins, ain't playing, y'all. He got us up here doing some spiritual calisthenics. He said, jump, shout, leap, dance, get on your praise zone and let God have his way. Amen. It goes right there. I appreciate that, man of God, Norman Hutchins. Yes, sir. I'm going to shout like I got it. I'm going to shout like I know it. I'm going to shout like I'm going to show it. That's what it's really all about, living this Christian life, uncompromising and unashamed. We are sharing for your spiritual encouragement as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapters 50 and verses 4 and 5, where we are discussing speak. We are listening to the prophet, the great prophet of Israel, talk about the enormous gratitude and appreciation he have to be chosen vessel to speak the words of God. He says, and I'm just sharing my thoughts on what he has shared, these anointed words from God have divine purposes attached to them. The prophet Isaiah realized that the words given him were for ministering to those weary and downtrodden, the down and out crowd, if you will. Now, when words spoken fail to reach the God expected end, they are in vain and lack the intended power attached by God himself. Isaiah 50 and 4, the B clause says, I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. It's no coincidence that our mighty God leads us back into the minefield of past pain, bitterness, and desolation, where we once were trapped and engulfed in. How else can we be so willing, as the prophet Isaiah, when called to fearlessly re-enter the place where we were once beaten, but now with anointed heads held high and spirits healed, redeemed, and on fire for God, making of ourselves as willing, self-sacrificing servants, moving as we are led by Holy Spirit God, never to venture off on our own on some spirit tangent and losing our way due to our own inflated egos. Isaiah 50 and 4 C call says, he awakens me morning by morning, awakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Saints of God, our reassurance comes in the form of fresh awakenings of spirit each day. With each new day comes a new embrace from God that reaches our soul and fuels and refuels us to continue on until the completion of our assignments. Knowing that we are called on to greater accomplishments in God waiting ahead of us, waiting on and for us to come. Isaiah 50, verse 5 says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. Isn't it interesting how the prophet Isaiah first spoke of his anointed speaking, but it was the hearing that came before the speaking. This is the intercessory part of God using us as his chosen vessels. But God doesn't just robotically lead us as animated puppets. No. God wants his word and messages to strike us first in our hearts, minds, and souls so that when we do speak, yes, it's God speaking through us. But we are blessed and privileged that he allows us to share our own unique characteristics and personalities. So go, and God does speak through us as a violinist strikes different strings and chords to coincide with the melody's desire. Yes, God does those things. And how we all each together become a symphonic orchestra sharing the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it all starts in our having ears to hear first, Matthew 11 and 15, Mark 4 and 9 and 23, and then Luke 8 and 8, 14, 35, all speaks about the need to hear, properly hear, to have those ears, those spiritual ears to hear. Yes, it is the sovereign Lord that has called us and called us to speak as his divine
emissary. So let us each day and each moment recommit and confirm to speak all that thus says the Lord God Almighty has given us to share boldly, yes, fearlessly, and loyally. Amen. Amen. Talking about speak here on this Fire Gospel Experience, encouraging your soul to speak what thus says the Lord. Whatever it is that God gave you, you need to go on and speak it. Because just like man of God, Johnny Ruffin Jr., when you speak it, trust and believe, you're going to win.
I know that you've been hurting, going through heartaches and pain. Sometime in a storm, can't find shelter from the rain. But know there's going to be a day when God is gonna wipe your tears away. Just hold on and be strong. You're going to win. Every day it's something different you might be going through. Between family, your friends, and bills, you don't know just what to do. But give it over to the Lord and let Him work.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am Reverend Red, the pastor and founder of Power of the Gospel Ministries and also Mighty King Basketball Youth Ministry.
Hello, I am Lady Crystal, success coach, five-time Amazon best-selling author, podcaster, publisher, clubhouse host, and speaker.
And we are the humble hosts of the Power Lift broadcast on Positive Power 21 Christian Media Radio with our brother, CEO, and founder, Jerry Roy.
And you can find Power Lift podcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out on Spotify, Look for Red, R-E-D-D, and Crystal Henry.
Our virtual ministry is on Facebook under Red, R-E-D-D, Red Henry, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and also on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to you to join us.
Check us out, powerofthegospel.org for more information, or crystalhenry.net.
You are listening to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, where the is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about
Fire!
On this station, it's all about
Kingdom building.
You bless me, God. Sounds of Woman of God. Sandra Sykes, she is the winner of awarded for the 2023 Music Love Awards for being such a phenomenal singer, such a phenomenal woman of God. And I celebrate you and I congratulate you all over again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before that, we heard from Man of God, Johnny Ruffin Jr., letting us know that, yes, indeed, we are going to win. I am just so grateful for all of you amazing people of God. I just want to take time to just celebrate God and all the beauty that he is, because we have been restored for worship. Amen. Here's Pastor Kevin Riley letting us know and singing it so sincerely from his soul. What a beautiful thing it is to experience the restoration of God, and then to know that the hand of God was on us and he created this reconstruction, this restoration, to give him praise, give him glory, because in our hearts we just can't help ourselves. We are so moved and so appreciative to God for blessing us that we just praise you, Most High God. We worship you. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Larry E. Rogers, for coming in and so blessing us with such a powerful testimony. Thank you, man of God. We bless you. We thank you. And also to man of God, Dion Soldier Ballard, for that recorded message of seasons of love again. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to leave you all with one final word that I heard just recently in a message from man of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Everything that you've gone through was all preparation for what you prayed for. I'm going to say that again, because that's going to bless somebody. Everything that you just went through, that you've already gone through, no matter how much in the past it may have been, no matter how recent it may have been, it was all just preparation for what you prayed for. So your prayers are being answered. God is just getting you ready for the answered prayer. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Messiah, Jesus the Christ. I want to leave you with woman of God, Rashida Thompson, because it's only appropriate that we always are mindful to give you glory, God. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Amen.
Make me come.